AK219.
What can I say except
so real.
Welcome back.
You're welcome back to the show. Aiden Maloney, Kevin Boland, the two arbiters of chaos.
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
How are we doing today?
I'm fantastic.
I wasn't asking you.
Oh. Well, how are you guys doing?
I was asking our lovely listener.
Good answer.
And watcher.
I'm sure they answered out loud in front of other people that maybe aren't in on the bit.
Sure.
And
sure.
Now maybe feel embarrassed because, hey, you're talking to some
look a little psycho.
Yeah.
Saying things randomly
like
to
an
a
American
crowd of people.
Psycho.
And you're not actually talking to them.
You're just talking to a camera.
And then you gotta go.
And a microphone.
Return some videotapes.
And then maybe you have to be the one editing it too, so you get to see yourself talk like in the third person, in the first person.
Oh, trust me, it's trippy the amount of times I've had to do it.
That's crazy considering
non-factuality.
No, statement.
Now that statement's counter. It's counterfactual to the fact that I. No, I don't think
yeah,
so.
Well, you don't have to think so. I know so.
Well, you see, thinking and knowing is two different things.
What program do I.
What program do I use?
What program do you use to edit?
Audacity.
Video edit.
Audacity?
No, that's not. That ain't it.
Yeah.
No.
You don't have the video Audacity mod?
Of course, the mod pack.
Yeah, for sure. It was DLC, but then they said, you know what, fuck it. We're just going to put it in a season pass.
Oh,
give us $30.
For sure, every month.
And yeah. I gave it to him because like, I needed to edit, you know?
I'm sure you did. And you were great at it.
If it were to ever have happened. If I would, like, just say the word and I'll just take over. I know it could, I know it's tough.
Let's do that for today's YouTube video. I'm going to sit you with the camera on and the mic listening.
Gaming content for today?
That's the gaming content.
A learn to edit simulator?
Why would you have to learn?
I don't have to. We're just playing it because you're trying to show my inferiority to everything.
No, you just claimed you edited, and that's not true.
Maybe we'll find out when this podcast finally reaches its ultimate climax that I have indeed been editing the whole time.
I so wish for that to be true. But hey, we can't have everything we want, but you can have everything you want, lovely listener. Vibe of the Week, WTF, and Burning Questions. Starting out, of course, in that specific order, we will never fucking change it. Until, like, Season 9 when we definitely change it.
Yeah. No, 100%.
Something to look forward to. But hey, vibes. Fun, funny, wholesome, real happened the last 7 days.
Mind you, that was a great segue. I just want to add.
Thanks, man.
It really was.
We did it together.
I'll have to edit that out.
Oh. I'd love to see you try.
I know you would. I've been okay. Really nothing super eventful the past week. Still just working and playing hockey. However,
did you kiss any dads?
No, I didn't kiss any dads.
Why?
Not yet.
Oh, not yet. Oh, because I'm not a father yet.
Well, we can figure that out. On the Patreon.
Off air.
So,
on the Patreon.
Let's see. This whole month of February, last month, February, My skate took a bit of a hit because of Valentine's Day, so the first skate of the month was a little messed up. Actually, no, I'm sorry. Was it the first skate of the month?
I mean, you tell
me. You know what? I'll do live research later.
Okay.
All I'm going to say is, for the first time, like, I usually pay this bill every week because it's $410 for an hour of ice.
It's a little steep, hey?
Well, you know, inflation.
I guess.
So, with everything that happened this month, God damn it, last month for hockey, the month of February, it got a little crazy, and I do have the money for the bill, but for the first time I'm paying just for the whole month, and it was crazy to sit there in my room with a huge wad of cash in my hand of $1,230.
Damn.
I felt like I could just go waste it on hookers and blow.
Sure.
But then I'm like, if I do that, I'm bound by a contract to this facility, and if I were not to give them their money, I could possibly, I don't know if I'll go to jail, but...
You signed a contract with the ice rink?
Mm-hmm.
Your signature?
Yes.
On the paper?
Yeah.
Wow.
Which is crazy, because ever since I started the skate back in June of last year, I've just been paying on a weekly basis. I've never been short on funds or anything like that. But I guess it's the principle of the fact that every other club or skate that goes on there is bound by contract, and I'm like the only one who wasn't.
Oh,
so they're just like, hey, like, and I've talked to Bob. He's a cool guy, so like, I understand that he probably didn't want to tell me that I have to sign a contract, because he's like, Kev, you're a good guy. You pay on time. He's right. Like, I love the friendship that we have. He's like, you haven't fucked us over or anything like that. I'm like,
right.
If anything, I've brought you money because you guys wanted to get rid of this spot anyway. So True. You should be thanking me, but I guess I get it. He's like, yeah, just contract, read it over. And like, it's not that big of a deal. It's just at the end of the day, it's a business and they need their money.
Sure. Yeah.
And of course, in the contract, it said like, if anyone, including me, were to, you know, damage something, like the bill for a damaged door is like $1,000. And like,
wow.
If you lose, if you lose something that's in the locker room, I forget what exactly it was, but that's a pretty hefty fee to replace it. I mean, it's just stuff that normally wouldn't happen. It's just in there because it's a contract.
You gotta have different all the fine clauses print and shit. Yeah, for sure.
But other than that,
know
I mean,
the contracts you signed for AK-219.
Yeah, you see, it was so long ago that I really don't remember.
Well, you also signed the contract of auto renewal, so yeah, it's clever how I did that.
Was it a blood contract?
Well, it depends if you bled on it.
Well, no. Did I need to sign in blood?
Oh, no, not this time. Oh, that was for the time. Demon Pact.
Okay.
For the Demon Scroll.
Yeah.
Doom Scroll, as call it. Kevin, what do you know about doom scrolling?
That's a different topic for different day. But other than hockey, I did end up watching this past weekend was the Elimination Chamber, which is a wrestling pay-per-view, WWE.
You guys know.
Yeah, everyone knows. And everyone knows who John Cena is. He's a household name.
It's more of a household name than someone like John Cena.
I don't know where you were going with that, but it never built up steam.
You have John Cena, right?
Uh-huh.
Real name, John Cena. And then you have John Cena with an S that no one knows. John Cena is the wrestler. I'm sure you might, you know, meant to say John Cena.
Oh, God.
Are you okay, buddy?
I'm going to rip up this contract.
You don't even know where it is.
I don't, but I'll find it.
You lost your copy.
Anyway, I watched the Chamber this past week, and it was a great pay-per-view. All the matches were great, honestly. But the fact that they finally, ever since I was a kid, John Cena has always been a babyface in the company, which means good guy. And now finally, after 20-plus years of hustle, loyalty, respect.
Now that's an inside bet.
He turned on Cody Rhodes, kicked him
his
in the nuts.
Story.
Yeah. Beat the shit out of him, made him bleed. And then left the ring with The Rock and Travis Scott. I don't know why Travis Scott was in the ring with them when this all went down. Dude was literally in the corner burning sage and smoking a blunt.
Right.
I shit you not. But then, like, that whole segment was hilarious. You got this guy in the corner burning sage, smoking a blunt. Cody Rhodes said, hey, Rock, go fuck yourself.
Right.
And then we had a John Cena heel turn all in the span of 90 seconds. It was fucking crazy.
That's your average WWE day, though.
Well, in the Netflix era, in the Triple H era of kind of edgy PG stuff, where you can say, but it's Netflix, you know.
But you had one of the stars of D-Generation X now in charge of the company.
Mm-hmm.
We should have known it was going to end up here.
That's true, and you know, I'm all for it.
Yeah, it's better off for it, really.
And I'm all for John Cena being a heel because this will be an insane build-up to Mania for sure. I just couldn't believe I witnessed that after. Watching him throughout my childhood as, you know, the
always the good
as
guy.
The always the good guy, you know.
I'm sure it was pretty Bing chilling.
And
they
the other
just can't stop me.
And the other crazy part is that like all these hints were in front of us the entire time ever since he didn't have to qualify for the Chamber. He just entered himself in.
Oh, sure.
When he won the Chamber, he took advantage of CM Punk's curb stomp or I'm sorry, Seth Rollins' curb stomp on CM Punk.
True.
Which is something Cena would never do, is take advantage of something like that. He always posts cryptic pictures on his Instagram with no context.
That's weird, yeah.
Like, no, he does it all the fucking time. Like, it's hilarious. But
Recently,
yeah. Oh, like, okay. A couple weeks ago, he shared a picture of He-Man and Skeletor sharing a milkshake. Skeletor being The Rock, him being He-Man, you know, sharing, teaming up and stuff like So, like, it's all been there in front of our faces, and it's just the storytelling. It's just how you say in the meme world, cinema. But that's pretty much all I've been up to. A couple minor... Where my situation with a woman is just... I don't even know how it's going to go when she gets back. I honestly, at this point, I could give a fuck anymore.
Could or couldn't?
I couldn't. And thinking back to everything that just happens in my life, my senior quote in the yearbook should have been, I'm God's favorite little plaything. Because my life is one of the best jokes that I know at my expense. Everyone laughs with me until they're laughing at me. And the laughing with me portion is about a third of the laughing at me portion. And you just gotta learn to live with it. And I'm still learning.
Well, that's pretty epic.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, I've been pretty tired. Very tired. I'm wearing a hat today, which I never do on camera because why would I need to? But I was wearing a hat at work today that I didn't know left a huge red mark on my forehead. I'm not sure.
He was literally wearing it so damn tight. I can see it.
It's on there?
I can see it, yeah.
Yeah, the listeners will have to take my word. The viewers can see it. So, like, I didn't just want to have a huge red mark on my face the entire episode. So I'm wearing a hat, and it's making me very warm, which is also a choice because I decided to wear a sweater in the studio, which is usually warm, but it was cold.
When we first entered the studio, it was
warm.
A little cold. That's why I'm wearing my flannel, which, by the way, peep the shirt. Love me. Oh, it's over here. That's McLovin.
Oh, nice.
It's a great shirt.
Who is that?
I just said his name.
I don't know that man.
Where the fuck is it? McLovin.
I don't know what that means.
That's his name.
Is he, like, sponsored by McDonald's?
What else have you been up to, Aiden?
Oh, I've been fantastic. Well, no, I've been tired, actually. That was a lie. I stayed up. You remember, this was a couple months ago, I went through like a couple week period of being really heavy into Mario Kart.
No.
Okay, cool. I'm back on it.
Right back on it.
This past weekend, I spent so many hours playing Mario Kart. And of course, I wake up early for my job, and I'm usually up by 5 a.m. And I stayed up way too long, probably until like 11 on Sunday.
Whoa.
I know, it's crazy.
Oh, on Sunday. Okay, man.
On Sunday.
That is kind of way late for you.
Playing Mario Kart. And not the fun part. I was time trialing Mario Kart.
Oh, why would you do that to yourself?
Because how often do I like sweaty game anymore? Ever since people stopped playing Call of Duty Ghosts, what was that, over a decade ago? Ever since Ghosts fell out of favor, I haven't played anything sweaty gaming competitive related at all recently. I decided I want to get good at this little cool racing game.
I understand your frustration with that stuff.
Okay.
However, I don't think anyone in their right mind would consider Mario Kart to be a sweaty game.
I think there's an
I don't
entire
think it is.
Mario Kart
I'd,
community
well,
that
they're
would disagree
all stupid.
With you.
It's
says
a racing
you,
game.
Says you.
How are you going to be sweaty in a racing game?
Sorry, I got the gulag again, Mr. Warzone.
I don't play that shit.
You totally
I don't.
Did.
I did. But no. I played Warzone when it first came out.
Okay.
When it was good. And then I grew up and I realized battle royales are fucking stupid.
Okay.
And it's all this goddamn stupid child fucking... God damn it, I can't think of the words. It's all the big company's target is children with fucking rich moms and credit cards and just wanting to buy all the goddamn skins and shit.
Yeah.
And it's a kid's game. It's a fucking kid's game is what it is. And I'm out here getting my ass beat by kids in shooters. I'm like, well, you know what? I don't need to sweat anymore. I'm a boomer when it comes to video games. That's how I feel whenever I play Rocket League. Like, sometimes I impress myself. I make good plays. I'm just like, I didn't think I could still do this. You know, I'm the old dog in here.
But Rocket League can get kind of sweaty.
Yeah.
And Mario Kart
it's not a
can
racing
get
game, though.
It's a game racing to a ball to get it into a net.
You're not crossing no finish line. You ain't making laps.
You're trying
it
to argue
not
with
a
me
racing
that
game.
Soccer is sweaty.
Yes, it's
Kevin's
a sport.
Kevin's the biggest sweaty guy.
It's a sport. No, I'm not saying I'm sweaty. And racing is not a sport. Fight me about that, NASCAR people. It's not.
Well, I wasn't about to argue with you that it is a sport.
I was going
to draw a comparison that Mario Kart can be a sweaty game. It is competitive. It is a competition. And any competition has the potential to become sweaty gaming.
Well, you know why I don't think it's sweaty gaming?
Why is that? Because you're not good at it?
I'm so good at it.
No, you're not.
I don't even need to sweat. I don't even need to try.
I'd love to see you.
I could beat you on every one of those tracks.
Try me. Let's
100%.
Do that. Let's 100% do that.
Any weekend you're free, I'll come over to your house and I will crush you.
I would love to see you try.
And you'd love me crushing you. You're going to love my nuts.
On or off the track?
Both.
Now that's tempting. Speaking of temptation, I'm going to tempt you, lovely listeners.
With a break.
Bye.
Ooh. And we'll be right back with it. Fuck it. Welcome back
to WTF. What the fuck? We source local and regional news from around the world to bring you some cute little funny little stories because, hey, national and international news is bogus, dog shit, upsetting, angering, saddening. Most of the negative adjectives, I would say.
All of the above.
All of the
above. You wake up, all the news is on. Wow, how will this disappoint me for the
exactly.
rest of my day?
Yeah.
When rather there are other news stories that are out there that are interesting, funny.
And you deserve to hear.
Wholesome, even. But here, we like the funny ones.
I mean,
the ones that make you say, what the fuck?
Exactly. For sure. For certainly, even.
And I have one.
You want to go?
I do.
You want to go?
You want to go?
You want to go?
Yeah, I'll beat your ass in Mario Kart.
I will not allow that to happen because
I'm
too good.
I've
been sweaty gaming at it. You don't even know how to race a car.
I will literally pull you out of your car, bend you over the hood of your car, and proceed to win the race. A Florida woman glued her eyes shut after mistaking super glue for eye drops.
Oh, no.
This is from Orlando Area News.
I've heard of people doing this. This is fucked.
Lantana resident Catherine Gatos.
God bless your soul, man.
Probably not how you pronounce her, but whatever.
Gatos, maybe?
Gatos.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, maybe.
If she wants.
Left eye is completely glued shut because of an extremely unfortunate mix-up with eye drops and super glue. We should point out that it's been like this for a week.
Dude, you go to the ER. What are you doing?
Gatos, who's a mother of two, told WPBF a neighbor was using a leaf blower when a piece of debris flew into her eye. Something blew into my eye. I screamed for someone to get eye drops out of my purse, and they brought super glue and poured it in my eye. I closed my eye and screamed and called 911.
Oh my god. Wait, who brought the super glue? Who mistook
super glue
for eye drops?
She was scheduled to have a doctor operate on her eye, but had the treatment postponed because she couldn't pay for it.
That's America, baby.
Yep. No,
that's
no
American
free health
healthcare.
Insurance.
No.
He was talking about doing surgery to try to save my eye, but I don't know what to do. I don't have a job, no insurance, or any money. Oh, well, that's also your fault, too.
Well, in some cases.
In some cases, but I mean... How are you going to super glue your eyes shut and then plead?
Someone else brought the super glue.
Well, no, I understand that, but
I guess it's partly her responsibility for not looking at the bottle before putting it in her eye.
If you're in a neighborhood and someone's blowing their leaves, that means you have a house, but you don't have a job or insurance or money. Florida's a cesspool of shit, man. Maybe I should have joined my buddy Brian when he went down there. My God, he says he loves it. Just kidding, he hates it. And he hates a certain... I can't call my friend that on air. Never mind. I love you too much, Brian, because I stand with your opinions. That's all for my story.
Is there something we should know about Brian?
No, he's a great dude, but the people he works with, he cannot stand them.
Oh.
You know who you are.
I don't
have to say it.
I don't... know what you're implying, and
I
already don't like
it.
I already don't like it.
Say it. I'm not going to say it, because there'd be way too much editing for you to do, and you might smack me. I might tell you off air, though, because it's funny.
Well, you might get smacked off air, then.
Because it's true.
A story from AP, better known as the Associated Press.
Oh.
Florida Man Games. Returned for round two as teams vie to be the world's worst superhero.
Oh, God.
I didn't know there was a Florida Man Games 1.
I didn't either.
This is out of Elkton, Florida. Florida Man Games are back for round two as teams from around the state gather to prove they have what it takes to join the ranks of world's worst superhero. Following the success of last year's inaugural Florida Man Games, which I wish I had heard of, organizers have moved the event to a different town to have more room for spectators and tailgating, because of course. The games were hosted by a couple different Florida comedians, poking fun at the state's reputation for bizarre stories. Last year's teams competed in Florida-themed events like the Evading Arrest Obstacle Course.
Oh my god.
And Beer Belly Sumo Wrestling.
Hell yeah, I can get down
Hell
with that.
Hell yeah. New events this year include Hurricane Party Prep, Grocery Aisle Brawl, Human Beer Pong. 10 teams from around the state, from Fort Myers to Pensacola, were competing. Last year's winners, Team Hanky Spanky from St. Augustine, were returning to defend their snakeskin championship belt.
What the fuck? Only in the United States of America would we make a competition about the dumbest fucking state.
With the funniest stories.
Oh my god.
Also competing this year was an all-female team called the Ball Busters. That checks out.
Sign me up.
Croy Bruins, a 29-year-old technician for Dave & Buster's, participated in the weaponized pool noodle competition. He has lived in Florida his whole life. With the tattoos to show for it, he believes that being a true Florida man doesn't mean you have to prepare for the games. Quote,
yeah,
they
true.
Are just born ready to be great. Born ready for the trophy,
okay.
Ready for the title, and each year someone new has to be born for it.
Oh my god.
Florida Man Games are something you won't find anywhere else, he said. Well, no shit.
When does it take
place? Florida's in the title. This story was from March 1st of this year, so this is really recent.
So these games take place in the month of March?
I believe so. Well, they were reported in March, so they maybe took place in February. But, yeah, he said, we've got the Olympics, and they've been going around forever, but they don't have gator tossing, do they? They don't have a contest where you've got to hold your beer and fight someone else at the same time. And that is true. The Olympics don't have those things. Besides watching the events, guests have a chance to get up to Florida Man shenanigans themselves, interacting with the alligators from, quote, Gatorland, and ride a mechanical alligator. The games also feature a show by, quote, Midget Wrestling Warriors.
Fuck.
And
yes.
Lawnmower Racing, hosted by NASCAR driver Jeffrey Earnhardt. Which, of course. Why not?
Praise Dale!
To one of the announcers, quote, it's exactly on brand the way I thought it would be. It's the right level of grimy and extravagance and debaucherous. It's exactly what I want. A lot of people day drinking, a lot of people getting sunburnt, a lot of people partying and acting foolish in the best way. The Florida Man phenomenon, of course, seeping into the nation's consciousness, thanks in part to a Twitter account that started in 2013 with the handle, quote, @FloridaMan. Some of Florida Man, this original Florida Man account, sharing headlines such as Florida Man bites dog to establish dominance and Florida Man tried to pay for McDonald's with weed. Which are stories we have not yet covered on this show, but maybe we'll have to.
That's crazy. Why would you give away weed for food?
I know. Like, that's either got to be really shitty weed or it's not a lot of it. Because McDonald's is not... It's expensive, but it's not that expensive.
No, but honestly, just everything is just ridiculous anymore.
Yeah.
Like, you want a triple cheeseburger that's like $5.50.
That's so stupid.
You want a Big Mac, just a sandwich, like, it's like $5.25.
Right. Almost six bones. Yeah.
Florida woman from CBS 42.
Oh.
Florida woman charged with poisoning boyfriend's drink because he, quote, wouldn't shut up.
That's reasonable.
Jacksonville, Florida. A woman has been charged after reportedly poisoning her boyfriend's drink because he would not stop talking, according to an arrest report from the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office. Reports deputies were dispatched to 54-year-old Alvis Parrish's home in reference to a poisoning call. When they arrived, deputies say that Parrish was sitting on her front porch yelling at them. Deputies say when they got closer, Parrish said, "Yeah, I did it," because he wouldn't shut the fuck up. She later told deputies that she gave him just enough to shut him up and called y'all so he wouldn't die. Do whatever you want, but if you don't take me, I will kill him.
Wow.
The sheriff's officer says Parrish spiked her boyfriend's drink with Seroquel, which is a drug that can reportedly make people feel sleepy. It can also be used to treat schizophrenia and bipolar disorder.
Wow. And she just had that laying around?
Well, WLTV reports the man felt sluggish but was okay, according to deputies. Parrish was charged with poisoning food or water with the intent to kill or injure. Well,
wow.
Let's just hope, you know.
So noted.
Sometimes you just gotta shut the fuck up.
When interacting with Florida women, don't run your mouth.
Agreed.
You can get poisoned. Mm-hmm. Or in the AC dude's case from the other week, you could have your pulse shot off. Or attempted.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh,
attempted
God.
To be
I
shot off.
That.
Yeah. Final story of the day comes from Associated Press as well. Florida man accused of.
Oh, God, sorry.
You're fine. Accused of forcing small alligator to drink beer. It's out of Palm City, Florida.
Hey, you just want to have a little taste.
Just trying to share, honestly. Palm City, Florida authorities say they've arrested a Florida man who provoked a small alligator into biting his arm and poured beer into the animal's mouth. Now, what? Wow. My first thought is, wow.
Why good on you for having the stones to try something
right.
like that, honestly.
So your arm is being bit actively, and you're just like, okay, well, have some brew, I guess.
Here's one on the house. Now let go of my arm.
Right. Well, I guess if he gets a good taste, may as well, you know? Otherwise, you're Pavloving. You're bringing a Pavlovian response to the alligator that if he bites an arm, he gets beer, which would be bad. You don't want to teach alligators that. Teach okay. them... Yeah, pretend they're dogs, right? No bite, then you get the treat.
No bite, they're going to bite your goddamn head off. They don't care.
That's true. News outlets report 27-year-old Timothy Koepke and 22-year-old Noah Osborne were charged last week with unlawfully taking an alligator. So I guess they removed the alligator from somewhere to give it its brew.
Oh.
Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission officers began investigating in August following a complaint of Osborne catching the alligator in Palm City and handing to Koepke. He appears in a video to let the reptile bite his forearm. The video shows Koepke feeding the alligator beer as it struggles to bite his forearm. When officers interviewed him last month, he reportedly acknowledged he was in the video and said the gator was alive when they released it. They were both released on bond, and the jury records did not show them having attorneys.
Jesus.
Because if you're an attorney, why the hell would you take that case? It's like, because you let the...
In every case, there's always a slim chance to win. That's why they take it.
I guess, man. I guess, but I guess we will never know due to the fact that alligators don't speak English.
And they're not around these parts of the states.
Yeah, we'll never
where
know.
Where we reside, which is the great state of Indiana.
Very true. We have things like corn.
In one of the greatest towns in Valparaiso, which totally isn't rich, uptight, yuppie, let's put a big-ass parking garage in the center of downtown and add all these stupid goddamn condos right next to it, where no one that works a normal job can afford to fucking live at, and let's get rid of one of the oldest pizza joints in the town that's been here since my great-grandparents were here, and they always ate there as a family on Christmas. I'm sorry, Christmas Eve. And let's replace it with some yuppie, stupid-ass restaurant where, oh, you want eggs and bacon? With their fancy prices of $17.95.
It's a steal.
It's not actual price. I just hate how yuppie places like that, like $17.95. Like, why?
If you get yuppie enough, they don't put a dollar sign and they don't put change.
Yeah, it's just numbers.
Say, yeah,
it's just a
say,
number.
Like waffles, 22. It's like, oh, okay.
And your cook has like one of the best beards I've ever seen, and like all the
second best beard you've ever seen.
I've seen better.
Don't say that to my face. That's bullying.
They have these horrible fucking stools that you sit on that aren't comfortable, and the stupidest goddamn decor in there, thinking they're this and that. It's just
and all that considering that every other restaurant downtown is also uppity, so they just joined the ranks of being the same fucking flavor of everything else.
And don't even think about going to Main and Lincoln, bro.
I wouldn't
never go there.
You don't have to tell me.
Way too expensive.
Already don't go. I've delivered there before with my job.
Before I get off on a huge rant, let's just take a break, and we'll be right back with some questions for you guys, all right? How's that sound? Because I'm sure you don't want to hear me fucking speak about how great this town is. Hey, welcome back. Didn't see you there. It's time for the last segment of the show. Aiden,
Yes. I'm not the last segment.
No, I was saying your name so you could say what the segment is.
Because if I'm the segment, you'll have to do me. Right now Which on I'm, the show.
Pardon?
God bless your soul.
Which I'm totally fine with doing, but let's right. not steer off the normal
the
schedule
path,
that
the,
that we do
beating on
here.
My beating of my path.
I want to go path? Down that path.
Burning questions.
Yes,
everyone's
thanks.
Second least favorite website, Reddit.
Names, what's called?
Source questions. People asked in the ether. Yeah. Two omnipotent, one impotent being sat in front of you to answer them.
Okay.
You're all right with that? That no?
Yeah, it's fine.
It's fine?
Yeah.
You're okay
yeah,
being
I gotta edit
those
it anyway.
Titles?
Yeah.
Considering I'm doing the editing, I think that I think that clip stays. And I think the fact that clip has stayed, and we're talking about the clip that already stayed.
Are you saying right now to our listeners and viewers that you clipped me?
No, I went down your path. Remember?
No, but like you know the saying, like when you're playing games, like, oh my god, I just hit a clip.
Oh, you hit a clip.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. So did you just clip me?
Clip that. Hey, chat, clip that.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now you're
Question from user BusyGround 4221. Would you rather be the best playing on the worst team or the worst player playing on the best team? Now,
considering I've played hockey for a while now and I'm typically always on the bad team, but I'm not the best player on the team. That's the thing.
Right.
But I'm also not a terrible player by any means. I'm just kind of average. I'm mediocre. But I would rather, honestly, if it means the team is getting wins and titles and championships and shit like that, make me the worst fucking player out there.
Yeah.
I want a little bit of the taste of the glory. I want to know what it tastes like.
True.
That's what I want.
I suppose if you surround yourself with players better than you, though, it would eventually rub off on you. They could teach you things, you know,
well,
get you with that winning spirit, go down your path even.
Yeah.
I would say, because I too have kind of been on both sides of that, where in my youth I would say I was good in baseball. The couple of years I played football, I was never really good, and my team also wasn't, so that's kind of in line with what you're saying. But I was always pretty good at baseball, and growing up, the teams I played on were always dog shit, and I didn't have the social know-how to, like, bring people to my level or encourage them. So the team never did well because you can't carry a team on
your
back.
You're just hoarding all
back.
The power.
I'm holding all the good.
All the good to yourself.
And then
it's very selfish.
When I hit high school, I got out of shape. As Kevin remembers, I was at one point a very chubby man.
No, honestly, you know, when I met you at Town and Country, you weren't chubby.
I was skinny then.
Yeah, I never met you when you were working at Rise and Roll.
It's fluctuate. When I was in high school, I was underweight and then overweight. And then I got back to underweight when I got out of high school. Then I got back overweight. And now I'm kind of in this healthy middle. But I was fairly out of shape in high school, which means I was not very good at baseball anymore because I did not take my own health very seriously. I didn't really commit myself too much, which is kind of a shame, honestly, looking back at it. But the team I played on was good. Being one of the bench players on a good team is a fucking horrible feeling. Because every win we got where I only played two or three of the seven innings, I never felt like I was one of the guys that made it happen.
Well, you know, Aiden, I know, but they're a team. You guys are a team.
That's
you win
true.
As a team.
That's true.
Everyone needs a bench boy and everyone needs a water boy.
So
you were vital to the team's win.
If you're the bench boy, meaning the hockey team you play for
yes.
does not start you,
uh-huh.
you maybe see a period of action, maybe half. You're going to be happy with those wins?
I'm fine with that. I'm checking their equipment when they come back. I'm like the equipment manager, too.
If
they break a stick, I'll give them a stick. They're out of water, I'll give them water. You know,
see,
I'll hype them up.
This is why you don't understand sweaty gaming like Mario Kart. Because you'd rather be the bench boy, the equipment manager, on a winning team than be yoked on a team that struggles.
Aiden, I don't think you understand how pivotal, how vital, how crucial it is to have the locker room guy, the bench guy on your team, the guy that is always making team and player morale fucking sky high. making your teammates feel good about themselves, giving them the old rub and tug on the bench, just making them feel great.
Going down that path with
yeah. your teammates on the bench. Every team needs that guy.
I guess you're right. I'm literally taking it all for the team down my path. That's true. Going down the path with them.
And going down the path, I went down the path and we won the cup, so
that's true. It's fine. That's true. No, I'd definitely rather be the best player on a bad team because I cannot stand not being in my best form. I can't do it.
I can't either, but, if it's for the team, I think that's what I'm going to go with.
Down that path. You're going down that path.
I am going down that path.
Yeah, that's very good. Question from user Justin Godfrey. $5 billion you get, but for the rest of your life, a film crew will come in on a random day of the week and record you and your family for an hour straight in stunning 8K.
They're going to fucking love what they film. I'm doing it. They're going to love the shit show that is my house.
I mean, it's, what is it, an hour a week. Mm-hmm. An hour a week you're interrupted by these film people, and you get...
I mean, it's 1 hour a week. How many hours in a week? 24 times 7, that's a number.
Yeah, that
is. And then just, I can't do math. And then 1 hour of that grand total of hours is just some weird fuckers coming into your house with fucking camera equipment and shit. I don't care. That's fine.
That, especially for an amount of money that you and your entire lineage for dozens of generations will be able... Oh, it's just you.
Just for me.
You're going to blow it all.
I'm going down that path.
You're going down that
and
path.
I'm blowing it.
I, too, will take it, Kev, because that's just an absurd amount of money for just an hour a week of being uncomfortable in front of cameras. And even that, clearly, we're
honestly,
not...
Honestly, no, I'm pretty comfortable in front of a camera. Unless I'm naked.
That is true. It didn't say anything that they wouldn't film you while you're naked. They could come into your house, like, while you're mid-White Castle shit and get you in 8K while you're, like, wiping your ass.
That would be a shot of shots if they were to snag a picture like that. Yeah, absolute cinema.
Yeah.
Well, however, I can't totally say that I'm camera shy if I'm naked because I have had...
What if they start filming once you're, like, beating your hog? What if they catch you mid-cock swing?
I'm not saying I've been caught doing that before, but I'm not saying that these videos have surfaced on the interwebs, but what I'm saying is...
You have to search for them.
I'm not as camera shy as I thought I was because there were a lot of things made with my ex. I'm just going to say that. I'm just going to say that, and hopefully you can use your smart brain. Maybe I have to tell you what I actually did, but listeners and viewers... So I'm going to have to tell you. I'll show you.
Oh, okay.
When we go down that path.
So, together.
Yeah.
Go down that path. Mm-hmm. Yeah, since we've been doing this for so long, and like hours and hours a week, I and we spend in front of a camera, it's not a huge deal. And it's not like you have to perform. They're just coming in to film you. So if you're not in the mood, you can just let them fucking do their thing.
I mean, they can literally sit in my room while I'm sitting there playing games for an hour, and I'm not even paying attention
to
them.
Right.
However, if they catch me playing a game that makes me a little edgy, a little fired up, like I'm going to say something that probably shouldn't be on a camera.
Maybe you should just not say things.
They're
going
to have
to
deal with that. Listen, man, my rage knows no bounds. I will say whatever I want. You know why?
Do tell. Why not?
Free speech, Aiden.
Not freedom from... It doesn't mean there's not...
You're right, that there's no freedom from consequences of whatever I say, and I'm fully aware of that. I just don't care.
Grand. Well, great to have you as my partner.
And it takes balls to not care what you say.
It takes smarts to not say things you shouldn't.
But I got balls. I'm not smart, but I got balls.
I've seen them. We've gone down that path.
How crazy are we getting with these balls? Which is something I said at work the other day. Completely out of context.
How crazy did you get with the balls?
Well, we were organizing the backstock, and there was a shitload of basketballs, soccer balls, and I look at Rich, dead, like...
Deadpan?
Dead, no expression on my face. I'm just like, so how crazy are we getting with these balls? And he looks at me, he's like, the fuck did you just say? I'm like, I said, how crazy are we getting with these balls? He's like, fuck you, you do them.
Like, you do them. I'll take the $5 billion.
Yes.
You can have an hour of my
Film
week.
Me.
That's fine. question from user different problem 5224. You get $20,000 right now. Or anything you order at your local McDonald's is free forever.
Nah, 20K.
20K, yeah. I like
McDonald's. I like free food.
Yeah.
But
and of course with inflation, eventually a McDonald's hamburger could be 10, 20 bucks when we're...
Okay, that'd be crazy.
When we're in our old age, which it's going to happen. I am predicting it now when Kevin and I, if we make it to the age of 69, nice.
Nice.
A McDonald's hamburger is going to be like 10 bones.
So what the fuck would a, excuse me, cheeseburger be?
20? 12? Yeah, something like that.
No, but no way, because if you want a slice of cheese on a McChicken, that slice of cheese alone is $1.19.
Right, yeah.
So, no way, in by the age of 69, so 40 years, that cheese will be $10.
40 years? You are not 19 anymore, brother. That's like 35 years from now.
I'm 24.
Right.
40 years? 45 years.
Oh. Yeah, you're right.
Look who can't do math.
Me. But also him, too. He can't do it.
That's true. I was too busy thinking about $20,000, which is the way to go.
I was too busy thinking about going down the path.
Going down that path.
The pact.
The pact?
The pact, yeah.
The path.
Yeah. No.
What's the pact?
Say the next fucking question.
Oh, from user OneRanger2491. Get shorter names, people.
Please.
Would you curse your bloodline for wealth and health for yourself?
My bloodline's already fucked. I'm cursing them. Give me everything that I want.
I am the only son. I have three sisters. I'm the only son. The bloodline dies with me anyway, right?
I do have a brother.
In air quotes. Of course, that's not really realistic because, you know, the whole only son or first son thing hasn't been relevant for centuries.
No.
But bloodline dies with me.
With me, you know, I'm God's little plaything, so I don't know if there would be a woman in my life at any point. So it's really all just riding on my younger brother, who's a Marine and has a... I can't say it, because at some point I want to make amends with him and I want to talk to him again, but I don't care for his fiance. But imagine if him and her make little... Oh, God. Our bloodline is doomed.
Message
anyway,
received. The bloodline was already doomed.
The bloodline is doomed.
But would you doom your bloodline for health and wealth?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think I would too, because I don't know if I ever plan on having children, and if I do, they might be fucked anyway because the economy.
And if I do, well, you were a mistake anyway, so get back up in there.
I think I was a mistake. I wasn't meant to happen.
I know.
And here I am.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Well, you were there.
I was, yeah.
Was it cool?
I don't know. I mean, I got to spend a lot of time with your mom.
Oh. Well, that's very kind. I'm sure she appreciated that.
Oh, trust me, she did.
Yeah. I don't know what you're insinuating, and I don't like it. Question from user, search mysterious 9339.
I took her down the path.
Down that path.
Is actually what...
I'm going to hurt you.
What happened? That's
twice.
Twice. Okay.
Down that path.
I like
path.
Where this is going.
One for each ball.
I do, you
how
know,
are we going to fuck with them know, balls, right?
No, it's how crazy are we getting with them balls.
How crazy are we getting with the balls? How are we going to fuck these balls,
how
Rick?
How are we going to fuck these balls, Rich?
His name's Rick.
Rich.
He's not Rich. He works at Dick's. His name's Rick.
Richard.
Yes? If aliens landed tomorrow, what's the first thing you would say to them?
Get out.
Oh, just tell them to leave?
Well, you don't want to be here.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's
like,
good
advice.
Like,
find some other intelligent life form to fuck with, because we ain't
humans
it.
Humans ain't it, right. If you can communicate with dogs or cats, I'm sure they would have more intellectual or cute things to say to you. I would say, like, if aliens wanted to talk to me, I would first ask, why me? Because there's 8 billion people, and there are people smarter than me, stronger than me, more powerful than me. Why does the alien want to talk to me, first and foremost? I would ask, why me? Secondly, I would be like, are you guys like DTF? Or, like, what are we doing in that aspect? And thirdly, I would be like, okay, tell me about science and nature. And
I've always wanted to get with a foreigner, you know?
Otherworldly. extraterrestrial.
That pussy's out of this world. What makes you think I want alien pussy? Maybe I want to go down the path.
Go down that path.
An alien male. You know? I don't know what they got, you know? But they got saucers. They got flying saucers.
They've got to be fucking, like, toy, you know?
I thought you were just going to stop it. They got to be fucking.
They got to be fucking. You know aliens be fucking. Last question today from user. Oh, yeah. Was your only question for the alien was to tell him to, like, get out?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, not like a mean, like, get the fuck out of like, here. Just like a kind of a warning.
Yeah.
Like, just, you don't want to be here.
Heads up, in fact. Like,
when I say this, I'm speaking for every single person on this planet. Just right. Phew. Bye
yeah.
bye.
Get you out got of the here. Wrong ones. Yeah. Question from user financial meat. Nice. Let's go down that path. 2992. $1 million, or be able to eat whatever you want with no consequences.
$1 million.
Taking that milli, huh?
Yep.
Not worried about your figure, or are you just continuing to work on your figure?
I both don't worry about it and am trying to work on it. And it's kind of at a stalemate, and I'm fine with being at a stalemate because I'm not overweight. However, I'm not like the best looking, but you know, I'm God's plaything. So,
right.
Whatever he wants me to look like, I will look like. So, and you know, I'm not the healthiest eater, but whenever I do eat unhealthy, like really unhealthy, I already go into eating that food knowing what the outcome is going to be, and I'm prepared for it. Like,
sure.
Every Friday night is hockey night, and then after that, we get White Castle. Every Friday
right.
night, I've had, for the past, God, months, I've had White Castle every Friday. But, you know, it's only once a week, even though every one of my coworkers are like, Kev, you're disgusting. Like, why do you eat that shit? I'm just like, well, one, it's tradition,
well,
two.
They say White Castle is one of the, you know, healthiest, cleanest fast foods out there.
That's crazy because
yeah.
I work there. I don't know about that.
It's just what I've heard.
But sometimes that food does get to me and it makes me have the rumbly tummy the next morning.
Sure.
And the whole day my room is just smelling like absolute shit, like literal shit.
Right.
Because I'm ripping ass all day. I've gone to the toilet about 4 to 5 times.
Jesus
but you know
Christ.
What? I've learned to live with the pain.
That's maybe something you should bring up with like
and
a practitioner.
And sometimes it's
maybe.
Funny after I do that and I go out in public or hang out with a friend and I start
it's
ripping
not,
ass
it's
and
not,
I start stinking
funny.
Up the joint.
It's a really not funny though, for especially
it's,
someone like me.
It's hilarious.
Where I'm subjected to smell that.
It is hilarious.
It's not remotely
And God's
funny.
Little plaything would love. One of the feelings I do honestly miss the most is the fact that how close you can get to somebody of the opposite sex and feel so comfortable with them
right.
to do shit like that, to literally have a fart competition.
Oh my God.
After eating White Castle. And me and my ex did that, and I trounced her the first time we did it because she couldn't stand the smell and almost broke up with me. Just kidding, she didn't. She loved me at one point. And then she ended up beating me one time, and I can't believe I'm actually admitting this on air, but it happened because
wow.
we actually were so comfortable around one another that you can just fart. Or like
right.
sometimes like I walked into the bathroom like, did your dad just shit? She's like, no, that was me. I'm like, wow.
Jesus.
I'm like, babe, that's gross. You're hot.
That's nuts. First of all, I agree with you. I'll just take the $1 million because...
Sorry, I went on a huge tangent.
No,
there.
That's okay. That's okay. All I'm going to add is, like, I've never had a fart competition because when it comes to gas that my body produces,
mm-hmm.
90% of the time it comes up as burps. Like, I'm a burpy guy. I'm not a big farty kind of dude, but I'm a burpy man.
You are exactly what I thought women were when I was kids. Or when... Jesus
when
Christ.
When I was kids. Okay, sir.
You are exactly what I thought women were when I was a kid. Like, oh, women don't fart. Women don't poop. They never do that.
I'd be shitting, but I just
you
be...
Shit,
I just
you don't
be,
fart.
Not frequently, no. Don't... I'm going to hurt you if you try. I'm going to hurt you.
See,
I'll take the $1 million because the stress of being financially free or at least relaxed for a little while will already make me healthier. So not worrying about whatever I eat, having $1 million in the bank will already help with that.
Agreed.
Yeah, agreed. Well, God's Little Plaything and Mr. Burps a Lot signing off for the day. This has been AK219, sponsored by nobody, because Aldi didn't want to and White Castle has not reached back out to us.
Sponsored by Toyota. Let's go down that path.
I wish.